Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Kavav. Yevamos Kavav. In Mitzvah Shem, we will finish the 12th parak today, hopefully. We left off Kuf Ham and Beis at the two dots, three lines into the wide lines, Chaltza B'Shnai. Before we get there, just one quick point. We have been discussing, we're trying to make a proof of the story, whether or not a Ketana could do Chalitza. We discussed that clearly our Mishnah knows that a Ketana cannot do Chalitza, but the Mar brought that this is the Shita of Rameir, but the Shita of Rabbi Yesi is that a Ketana can yes do Chalitza. And we brought a story where Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yesi came to the Medrash of Rebbe, was coming here for the Shir, and in the context of the story, he noted that his father held, Rabbi Yesi held, that a Ketana could perform Chalitza. We're makbar on an ish. We're makbar that the male be a gadol, but we're not makbar on the female being a gadela. But in that story, there was a Talmud of Rebbe named Abdan, which they say from the Yishalmi is really Rav Yudan, or Abi Yudan, and they abbreviate his name to Abdan. And Abdan was a little bit disparaging. He spoke a little bit not nice to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yesi for taking time to get to a seat while they were waiting for Rebbe to start the shir. So Abdan was punished. And the way he's punished was that he got Saras, which is an obvious equation, Saras with Lashon Hara. And next, Abda Nebuch lost two of his sons, and two of his daughter-in-laws had to do Mian. So there's 2 points in the Aruch HaNer on those punishments. And the Gemara said, well, fortunate is he that he was punished in this world, and praise with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who punished him in this world and not in the next world. Fine. But the Aruch HaNer brings out 2 points in this that we didn't have a shit to speak at yesterday. Point number one is that there's a Gemara in Shabbos, and the Chav Gimel, the Gemara says that one is Mechabed Tamid Chamim. He has children who are Tamid Chamim. One gives respect to Tamid Chamim. His children will be Zechad of his children, Banim, his sons will be Tamid Chachamim. And Chalil, the one who is not Mechabed Tamid Chamim, his children can never pass on. We know there's a concept that we don't punish children for the chait of the father, so how that fits in over here is a separate issue. But the point is, based on that Gemara Shabbos Chav Gimel, it's exactly Abdan was not necessarily respectful to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Beisi, and therefore Nebuch, his sons died. What about the mean of his daughters? So the Chanes says further, that's actually a mida k'neged mida. Abdan's job was to go check to see if this Ketana that came in front of Rebbe was a Gedela and she could do Chalitza or not. On that, Rabbi Shmuel Beisi is where he said testimony, you don't have to check, because even if she's a Ketana, she could do Chalitza, because that's what my father said. So Abdan ultimately didn't have to check, but as a remes, so to speak, that it was mida k'neged mida, that the punishment was coming for the way he disparaged Rabbi Beisi, Abdan's job was to go check for the Ketana, and therefore he led to him having to check. His daughter-in-laws had to be checked to see if they were done, because we know Mian can only be done until a girl becomes a Gedela. Once she's a Gedela and she's had Bia, she no longer can do Mian. So because he misbehaved in the context of a checking of a Ketana, therefore he was forced with checking that on that Nakishmaka exit of a marriage of his two daughter-in-laws, checking to see where they're going to live at the time. That was the kind of the midi-kek midi, two ideas from the Aruch HaNer on the last Gemara. Okay, we said in the Mishnah that if chalitza took place in front of two dayanim, or there were three dayanim, but one of them became one of them was pasul, and one of them was found to be a karev, the halacha is, the Tanakhama, that's not a good chalitza, but Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Chassan say it is a good chalitza. So we already spoke this out. Amar Beis, Rabbi Yemi, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Ein Halacha Kaisa. We used this for the Gemara the other day. Ein Halacha Kaisa Zug, that Rabbi Nachman says the halacha is not like Rav Shimon and Rav Chassander. Rather, you need a proper court. You need a bezit of three. Two is not enough. Frekti Gemara Rav Nachman Chadas and Rav Nachman already said this pesach. The Rav Nachman Rav Meir the Amar Rav Yosef Rav Meir Amar Rav Nachman Chalitza B'Shleisha. He says, matter of fact, the chalitza needs to be a bezit of three. So why is he reiterating over here? Halacha is not like the pair, not like Rav Shimon and Rav Chassander, who say chalitza is kosher with two. He already said elsewhere chalitza needs three. Why do you need both these statements? Gemara says Srihi, both are taka required. If you just have the statement that chalitza needs three, half of me, I would say, how do you mean lechatchila? That means lechatchila. He's supposed to have three. Avad diavad field trade, but diavad even two is sufficient for chalitza. Kamashban, no, they attack any three. Kamashban, that you need, kamashban, that what? In lechatchila zug, that even diavad, Allah is not like that pair, and three is ma'akim, not just lechatchila. Viesh, meaning if you tell me, in lechatchila zug, Allah is not like that pair, meaning that you need two, that even the chatchila, even diavad, two is not sufficient, I would say, fine. El katanakama, in lechatchila zug, katanakama, hava amina, diavad, I would have said the number three is also b'di'evin. Meaning, what we're saying, what you know, it's puzzle. When you don't even have three, that's puzzle even b'di'evin. You know, three is kasher. You know how? Only b'di'evin. But l'chatchila, you know what you need? Remember, when I'm early to Rabbi Yehuda, or whether or not you need five. Yeah, she just reviewed the whole thing, you need five. Maybe you should need five. Kamash Blonda, no, you don't need five. Three is good l'chatchila. Therefore, Nachman says two statements. Three is what you need, l'chatchila, and less than three is pasul even b'di'evin. Says the Gemara, avachil b'chamisha tzricha, we needed both statements. Ma'aseh shechot is a story where they have performed chalitza. In the Mishnah, the way we touched the story was, chalitza was performed between a man and a wife alone in the Beis Hasurim in jail, and Rabbi Kiva was matur at the Mar. I was going to have a debate exactly what happened there. First of all, asked if it was between him and her. How do we even know? How does anyone know that took place? What's the proof that the chlitz took place? So we spoke this out. The Masifta had quoted earlier when we had the, when we read the Mishnah. How do we know it? Amar Yudim Shmuel. There were Edim able to see from the outside. Edim were able to see that took place. There's witnesses. There's testimony took place, but there was no bezin present. And Rabbi Kiva said it was good. Ask him now, Shai. Libaylu. Was the story, did it take place outside the jail? The stama, man and woman in private, the chalitza, Adam saw, and then the shaila came to Rabbi Kiva, was in jail. Is that how you read the Mishnah? The Beis Hasurim is going on Rabbi Kiva, the story came from Rabbi Kiva, who was in Beis Hasurim, Aydilma, Maisa Shechot Benel Benah, Beis Hasurim. The story was where the chalitza took place between the husband and wife in the Beis Hasurim. The chalitza took place in the Beis Hasurim itself. The way we touch the Mishnah, Amar Vidim Rav, both actually happened. The Beis Hasurim Haya Maisa, or the Beis Hasurim Ba Maisa. The story attack took place in a jail, and it took place that the Shiloh went to Rabbi Kiva, who was also in jail. So the story took place in jail, and the Shiloh went to Rabbi Kiva, that was in jail. So clearly, both sides of your Yibailu are both correct. Tais points out that on the Tzad, that it was going from, the story happened outside of jail, and it just met Rabbi, and the story just came to Rabbi Kiva, who was in jail. You switch the Lashon of the Mishnah, instead of Uba Maisel Rabbi Kiva, it would be Ba Maisel Rabbi Kiva, take out the Vav, it would be Ba Maisel Rabbi Kiva, Beis Hasurim, the story came to Kiva in the Beis Hasurim, you take out the Vav. If it's a Vav, then it's a, then it would be indicate like the first Tzad, ultimately was saying that's really both, and therefore, Lachari cleave the Girsa as well with the Vav. Okay. Says the Gemara, topic of Vav and Av. Taraba. Chalitza Matask Chera. A mistaken chalitza, meaning a chalitza that was like a trick chalitza, false pretenses, is a kosher chalitza. The Moran said, what does that mean? Is a chalitza mitas. What does it mean a chalitza that was done with a trick, with a mistake, that's going to be a kosher chalitza? Amrei shlagish kosher, amrei chalitza b'kach atakaitza. We tell the guy, we trick him, we tell the avam, do this act of chalitza, and with that, you're taking her in into marriage. This is an act of chalitza, will take her into marriage. He wants to yibam. She wants, we want him to chalitza. We trick him to chalitza by telling him, this act will make you marry her, even though it does the opposite effect. Amrei b'yechanan. Ani Shaina. I learned in a brisa, Benches Kavan Hu, Vilain's Kavan He. Benches Kavan He, Vilain's Kavan Hu. Whether she had Kavan or not him, or he had Kavan or not her. Or Benches Kavan, sorry, Chalitza's Psula, Chalitza's possible those cases, Ashes Chamishdeim, Kechad. Until they both have Kavan, you need them both, the Yavam and the Yavama, to have Kivun, they're doing Chalitza over here. Until they both have Kivun, it's not Chalitza. And you tell me you can have the guy think he's doing like an act of taking her in, which is opposite of Chalitza, and it still works? Va'at Amrit, Chalitza's Ksheira, yet you say Chalitza's Kusher? How could that be? El Rebechon therefore explains this that we said in a brisa. Again, the brisa says, Chalitza Matas is good. I mean, Rish Lakish wants to explain what it means is, Chalitza Matas means you trick him as to what Chalitza is. You tell him that means that she's getting married, even though it really means he's freeing her, he's separating from her, and it still works. Rabbi Yechon is bothered that that's called a chalitza without kavana, and we know we need both kavana of the man and the woman for chalitza. Therefore, says Rabbi Yechon, Ella, kosher emily chalitza amanas shtik lach masayim zuz. You tell the avim, do chalitza, conditional, she's going to give you 200 zuz. So you lure him in with the promise of money. And the avim has a mind for chalitza, he has a mind for chalitza, but it was chalitza based on a certain premise. And you don't, we'll see the Gemara in a couple lines now, and you don't have to keep the premise. Tanya Melchi, Chalitza Mitas, otherwise wouldn't be called a trick. Tanya Melchi, Chalitza Mitas, Chera, a Chalitza Mitas with a mistaken Chalitza is kosher. Ezim, Chalitza Mitas, what's called Chalitza Mitas? Kosher, Emrim, anytime when they say to him, Chalitza Menash, Shetit Lach, Mesayim Zuz, do Chalitza on the condition that she'll give Shetit Lach, she'll give you 200 Zuz. Umaisa Bishach, Shafa Vay, Yav Mashin Hagala, Taka, there's a story where Yavam fell in front of a Yavam who was a fit for her, but Amr Lai, they told him this trick, Chalitza Menash, Shetit Lach, Mesayim Zuz, Uba Maisa Vay, Rebchia, Rebchia was Machshir. So the Gemara doesn't spell out clearly, but it wouldn't be a trick if she has to pay. The Chiddush is she also won't have to pay the money, and the Gemara is, they will come out clear in the subsequent stories of the Gemara. It will come out clear if this is the case. Now, when we said earlier, we quoted a brisa, how can you tell me chalitza mitas, where you're telling him that has the wrong effect, and it affects them getting married, which is opposite what it's supposed to affect. That's the steer to the brisa, which says, if he's not mechavin, then it's not a good chalitza. So what type of kavanah are we referring to? We touched on this earlier in the parak. But what type of kavanah are we referring to when we say he has to have kavanah, she has kavanah, what kavanah are we referring to? So the two basic kavanahs are either kavanah's kinyan, he has to have kavanah to be kainer, which again, in Rish Lakish's case, that was Rish Lakish's gasha, he's having kavanah to kavana in this case, kavana to be chaylut, so that she's kind to herself. Meaning, but it's kavana of either kinyan yibam or kinyan chalitza. There's a kavana of a kinyan taking place that she's now free to go and marry whoever she wants, or kavanas mitzvah, the mitzvah of chalitza. Now, the truth is, the first words of this parak is mitzvah's chalitza. Sounds like chalitza is indeed a mitzvah. And then, if that's the case, the kavanah's mitzvah could simply be the kavanah to be a mitzvah. Like all mitzvahs, shichas kavanah, all mitzvahs that may with machlokes, when these kavanah or not, and we're saying that chalitza certainly was a mitzvah that requires kavanah. That would be a simple mahalach if it's referring to kavanah's mitzvah. The base mayor says that anachami, that's exactly what's going on here. This is a general concept of mitzvah shichas kavanah. We're applying it over here by chalitza that mitzvah shichas kavanah. Therefore, needs kavanah for him to do chalitza. Chacham Sofer is bothered, however, that Rish Lakish, the one who gave the eitzah to trick him, and Rish Lakish is the man damer, is one of the opinion in Shas that mitzvah shichas kavanah. So if this slides into the general category like Beis Meir is suggesting of mitzvah shichas kavanah, how can Rish Lakish be the one to suggest that he should do a trick with this kavanah, with not even realizing whether it's chalitza or not? If that's a steer to Rish Lakish's own shita throughout Shas, that mitzvah shichas kavanah, it must be the kivun over here is kavanah's kinyan. It's takah d'chsam. Chacham Tzvi learns that the kavanah over here is kavanah of stamak kinyan, of her being kind to herself, him being makner back to herself, but not the kavanah of mitzvah, because kavanah of mitzvah would be mitzvah shichas kavanah, and that wouldn't fit with Reish Lakish. That's again how some of the chayyim learn. Chassam Sofer wants to say, suggest that that's actually the machlokes Amiram, that whether or not the kavanah is kavanah of kinyan or kavanah of mitzvah is goof of the machlokes of Reish Lakish. Interesting malach from the Chassam Sofer. Okay, now, the question, of course, the obvious million-dollar question is, or 200 zuz question is, that if he's making a chalitza al tanai, and she doesn't fill it tanai, we're saying, yeah, that's how she could trick him and not fill it tanai. But how? The chalitza is conditional. Chalitza is conditional al tanai that she gives him 200 zuz, and if she's not giving 200 zuz, the chalitza shouldn't work. Yes, she tricked him all day long, but there's still a stipulation there that she didn't fulfill, so why is it a chalitza? So Rashi already prefers the kasha, and Rashi explains, top Rashi of the page, top words of Rashi the page. Even though she doesn't give him the money, chalitza is kosher. Why? Like we learn a parak amadu the chol tnai b'megar b'ruvin. We learn a tnai from b'megar b'ruvin. Meaning the idea that a tnai you can do an act and create a chalitz, a kinyan, or some sort of chalitz, if it's chalitza, and make it conditional. That's a chiddush. Mechitza, you can do that. So we learn from b'negar b'ruvin that you can make a condition in some sort of in a kinyan in a chalitz. So that whole din is learned from b'negar b'ruvin, and therefore we learn out that the only way tanai works, this chiddush of tanai that works, only works if it resembles tanai b'negar b'ruvin, says Rashi, and therefore what? Dafka tanai she'efshir. I'm back in Rashi, the third line. Listen, I say shliach she'asa meishas Yeshua. Remember what happened over there. Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately made Yeshua the Shliach about the Tanai with B'nai Reuven, about conquering the land and divvying it up. So that Tanai was made between Moshe and B'nai Reuven, but it was carried out by Yeshua. So a Tanai which could be done by the Shliach is Shaykh Adin Tanai. A Tanai which cannot be carried out by the Shliach is not Shaykh Adin Tanai, says Rashi. I'm skipping a drop. Kegayan Chalitza. A chalitza, which be the whole thing inside. The whole tanai, the little efshalasis, a deshliach, a tanai which capital a deshliach, kagay chalitza, such as chalitza, ain't tanai mailba, vizel time b'shadavar. Says Rashi, chalitza can't be done a deshliach. Since chalitza cannot be done a deshliach, so therefore, a tanai does not buy this. So how do you know tanai doesn't work by chalitza? Because it's tanai needs only works in the case where shlichus works. Shlichus doesn't work with chalitza, so tanai doesn't work with chalitza. So what are you left with, by the way? You're not left with nothing. You're left with the act without the tanai. You're left with the maisa, the maisa chalitza, without the condition. The condition doesn't take effect. That is Rashi's explanation. While over here, the chalitza works, even though she won't have to give the 200 says. Now, why is there no shlichus? So I'm saying, tanai is telling shlichus. There's no shlichus by chalitza. Why is there no shlichus by chalitza? Rashi doesn't go into that fact. Why there is no shlichus by chalitza? So the first to explain a few mahalchim, the Merach Azarua brings that either it's dumid yibam, you certainly can't do the shlich. You can't have someone else be a shlich to be miyabim, your sister-in-law. You can't have relations on your behalf. It's mitzvah shebegufa. It doesn't work. So too, the chalitza has to be dafka al yidei the yavim himself. So it's dumid yibam. It's answer number one. Source number two is the pasuk says raglai. And we say raglai is mashma dafka the yavim's own foot. Again, a mitzvah shebegufa. Such a nusach raglai connotes a mitzvah shebegufa. You can't have someone else put on tefillin for you. It's a mitzvah shebegufa. So to here, the straps have to go, the shoe has to go on raglai and be taken off raglai. Since it's raglai, it's got to be dafka the yavim's foot and you can't have shlichus. Again, so once you can't have shlichus, you can't have tanai. That's the learned after being removing. Agav tastes over there in Hamadir Ksuvus, Rashi's quoting, that's where we have Tanai Gamegar Ruvin. Taisa says, how far do we take this idea? Are you only going to say Tanai works if it's the people involved are named Gad and Ruvin? how far do you take that? Any time, it's not daimit, the time of Ruvain doesn't work. We know we learn it's a basic dinim, it's gotta be tain kafel, it's gotta be tain kafel lamaisa, but the point is, how far do we take this idea of dumi the time of Ruvain? Over there, yeah, Maisha made the tain, and Yeshua carried it out. So he's saying automatic has to be shlichas, automatically only works if there's shlichas, so every nuance has to be the same. Tzaisa says no. The fact that it has to be something which shaykh shlichas is really, there's lumdus to it, meaning, being able to make a shliach on something demonstrates a level of bailus. If I'm a bailum over this, I can make a shliach, not only can I do it myself, I can make a shliach to do it for me. Right? The ability to create a shliach is a demonstration of bailus. The ability to make a tanai, therefore also by extension be totally in that same bailus. Only someone who has a bailus that is able to make a shliach can have a bailus to make a tanai. Someone who doesn't have a bailus to make a shliach cannot make a tanai, and therefore that becomes an integral part of whether you can make a tanai or not. And that's why over here, by Chalitza, he cannot make a shliach, and he cannot make it tonight. Okay, says more further. Hai does a fight the stories on this type of idea of tricking with the 200 zuz. He does commit the Chibra Abba. There's a man, a Yavan, came from Chibra Abba, and he wanted to do Yibam. Amar Allah, Chibra Asat Yibama, Biti Amaydi, get up, stand up, Rashi means to Pshat, what it means, but Pasha's first Pshat is, get up and do Yibam. Amar Allah, Ime, so the mother who was there, who was like accompanying her, said to Chibra Abba, getting up, is good for Adrabah. Getting up to Yibam is bad. Yishivas is Ramadasa. Her sitting down, so to speak, from Yibam, her refraining from Yibam, is actually her Amida. It would be her standing up. Amrullah, so Rabbi Rabba said to the mother, Yadatla, you know this fellow, this Yavam that you're so adverse for the daughter of Yibam? Amrullah, she said, I know him well. I know what he really wants. He knows that my daughter has money, and he wants to consume more money, he wants to use up her money. He's marrying her, he's marrying her for the, he wants to do Yibam for all the wrong reasons. Amar Allah, so here Rabbi says, if that's the case, he said to the Yivam Alei Nichalach, do you not want to do Yibam? Amar Alei, she said, no, I don't want to do Yibam to this fellow. Amar Alei, so here Rabbi said to the Yavam, Chalatz Levakachar Takaitza, he said this Eitz Duch Halitza, and with that, you'll be taking her in. Labasta Chalatz Amala, after, now, we know that, we said before, that doesn't work, because that's a Chalitza Psula, that's, the guy had the wrong kavana. He still did that trick, which we had listed Rish Lakish's interpretation of Chalitza Mutas for the top of the Amud. He did that trick, but the point is, that alone didn't work. That Chalitza Psula alone didn't work to make her mutter. Then after he did that Chalitza Psula, the Basta Chalas Amala, after he did the trick to the Yavam, he said, now, Hashtim Minach Ifsla, you've passed her anyway from yourself. No, Chalasach is Maliyasa. You might as well go make a proper Chalitza, he had this history Lama in order to be mad to her to the rest of the belt. Apparently, he wasn't scared that by they doing the trick, it would trigger that the Yavam's not interested in freeing her to the belt. He wasn't scared that the guy'd be an Achzer. You ready to no good? You might as well free her to the belt. That's what Rabbi Chiyab Rabbi told the Yavam. Now, the first discuss, why is she even no good to the Yavam? L'chaira, if we say, we said earlier in Amud, that Chalitza has to be kivun of him, kivun of her, and with that kivun is no good, L'chaira, if he did it with the das to be taking her in, all he did is Chalitza, not sending her out, it's not just a Chalitza psula. Wouldn't we say that that's a Chalitza, that's the Marnav Kafez? If he had no clue that he's doing Chalitza, if he took off the shoe and he did the act, if it wasn't intended for Chalitza, it's nothing. It's not even a Chalitza Psula. So she's still mutter to him. So Rabbi's whole trick didn't really work because it shouldn't be a Chalitza Psula. This is the question that Shainim asked, Rabbi Magash, others ask the question. Rabbi Magash gives two answers. He brings two answers. Why over here it works? Answer number one is En Hachanami. It didn't work. The whole thing was Vaitera trick. When he told him that this, now that you did chalitza, you're puzzle, and now that you're puzzle, do a proper chalitza, that was also a trick! Shitaka wasn't puzzle yet, he took her to the Yibam. But Rabbi Rabba first had him do a chalitza, misinterpret him what chalitza was, so he did act a chalitza, then he tricked him to invite her saying that chalitza was a good enough chalitza to at least puzzle you from her, and therefore you might as well just give her chalitza, and he gave her chalitza, a regular chalitza with proper das afterwards, but it was based on a trick, and Achami, she bets it was mutter, that's Bibigash's first mach, second mach is, since the woman has das, on that chalitza for chalitza, even though the man had das for taking her in. But since she had das for going out, that's enough to make it at least a chalitza psula. When you say kavana, the kavana of her alone would be at least enough, and the act of chalitza, to be rendered at least a chalitza psula, not just nothing, and therefore she was indeed pasul. Okay, another story. The daughter of Papa's father-in-law, so essentially of Papa's sister-in-law, fell in front of a yavam that was in a hagana, wasn't fit for her. Also, we'll see in the next mission, we'll see in the mission coming up on Beis, that we get, there's a din drasha based on the Torah, drasha based on the pasuk, that the bezin should give eitzes. That if it's not a proper fit, not a proper marriage of yibam, that bezin gives eitzes to do chalitza. It's based on a pasuk. We'll see. Also, made the Abaye came from the Abaye. Amalei chalitza ubekachat the chalitza. So Abaye told this yavam do chalitza, and with that you'll be married to her, trying to do the same trick of Rav Chiya bar Abba. Amalei Papa leisav lamar hadam Rav Yechanan. Told you all the Rav Yechanan says that chalitza without intent is not a chalitza. So what's your eitzah? So it's interesting. Meaning. It seems clear that Abaye was not trying to do exactly the trick of Rav Chiya bar Abba, which was do one messed up chalitza, then do a proper chalitza afterwards. Abaye was relying on the original Taitch of Reish Lakish, that's simply a chalitza mutas, namely telling him a chalitza takes in as opposed to sending her out, is a trick that works and it makes a good chalitza. But Rav Papa says we said before it doesn't. We said for Beis Chanan we put a brice that it doesn't work. So Abaye says back, no. So what should I do? So Papa says, do the other eitzah. Tell him that she should do chalitza conditional on his yavama giving him 200 zuz. So after chalitza, Abaye said, no, let the yavama give, pay the money. Amalei Papa said, "Mishatani bach of delay." What she did to him was the famous idea of, "I'm just kidding, mishatani bach. I was just joking. I wasn't serious." Meaning, we find this idea elsewhere. Like Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Mar Bavakamer brings this idea. One was running out of jail. He's escaped from jail. There was a boat with a ferry in front of him. Vama told Dina Bavareni. He says, "Take a dinner and get me across the river." Even if the normal fear is much less than a dinner, so he doesn't have to pay the dinner. He was desperate, so he pledged a large amount, but it's not, you don't have to pay more than what the real value is. It's a key point in the first discuss. Avadi is supposed to pay the regular value, but more than that, he doesn't have to pay. The reason why he's able to do that, there's a big discussion in Vershim, either because the person who's saving him is also mechuyev to save him, and therefore he mechuyev to do it regardless. Different reasons why it's okay, but the point is that he doesn't have to pay the full money. Ainli al scharei alma, what do we see from here? In a case where a person is in a desperate situation and they have an excuse that they were just saying a joke, they can say it and get out of paying the larger amount. So to hear, she should say, he really should be giving her chalitza. He says to her, she says to him, I'll give you 200 zuz to chalitza. And then she says afterwards, I'll pay you what I really owe you. What do you really owe for chalitza? Zero. And therefore she pays nothing. So Abaye said, where's your father? In the city. Where's your mother? In the city, Abaye put his eyes on them, and they both passed away. Nebuch, what happened? What's going on with that? Abaye Chas Shalom was not trying to harm Rav Papa's parents. Abaye was so impressed with Rav Papa's knowledge and his sharp response to what to do in the situation. So he assumed, this is how Farshim explained, the Yavis explains, he assumed that Rav Papa had a very strong upbringing, he had a very peaceful situation, because how could he be so, the fact that he's so well versed, which is ironic, because we know Abaye himself was an orphan, right? Asher Becha, Abaye is the Rosh Tevis, Asher Becha Yerucham Yasam, and Abaye still became Abaye. So it's interesting that he felt from Rav Papa's knowledge and his sharpest learning that he must have been very settled. Okay, so Abaye was just speaking out, and once he spoke out, he was trying to understand where Rav Papa's situation was. It brought light to the fact that Rav Papa's parents had had Arichas Yamim, and unfortunately caused a din, the idea of Ayin Hara, not that Abaye was trying to chalila harm Rav Papa's parents. Tanaban, chalitza butas. Oh, before we get right to actually one other point, the Gemara Bava Kama and of Kufta Zayin, where it discusses this topic of Meshata Nibach, the Gemara says, Meshata Nibach only works if it's not a Hefsa Mammon. If you're not, meaning you're pledged to give extra, really undeserved money, and you're in a desperate situation, so whatever the Farshim explain, how that works, the mechanics, you can say Meshata Nibach. But if there's actually Hefsa Mammon, you can't say Meshata Nibach. So asks the Ramban, why over here don't we say that the brother-in-law is losing out, the Yerusha, the Tzuvi is losing out, it's how you say Meshata Nibach at the expense of the Yavam. Forget about the 200 zuz, maybe that he wasn't entitled to, but he's losing out. Other benefits as well. So on that, Ramban answers, again, we pointed this out before, based on the next mission. The mission says that if it's a shidduch she'ena hagun, if it's a not a good shidduch, she's old and he's young, or vice versa, it's not going to be a good marriage, then we give, the Dibra of Terah says, that we the bezin speak to them, give him an eitzah hagenas, give him an eitzah to do chalitza when that's the right thing. Says Ramban, if that's the case, if there's a din taira, the raisa, to give an eitzah to do chalitza when it's proper, so that's also considered, even though it could be considered in the realm of potentially he's losing out of benefit of yashing his brother, that's not called hefset. It's the din of the dibra love overrides the potential of hefset, and therefore again she's able to trick him and subscribe to that eitzah hagenas of getting a chalitza. Tanu rabbanan, chalitza mutas kshera.
A chalitza batas, a mistaken chalitza, like we had in this whole Amud, is kosher. Get mitah pasul, however, get out of trickery is pasul. Chalitza musas, a forced chalitza is pasul, psula, get musa, a forced get is kosher. Ask the Gemara on this last part. Hechidami. Idam writes to me, in the end of the Bryce, but said that if it's forced, it's kosher, if it's pasul. Idam writes to me, if he said writes to me, I feel chitzanami, then it should be kosher by chalitza. If he ultimately said, writes any, forced until he says, I want to do the chalitza, why is it not good? If he didn't say writes any, I feel get nami lai, a get also should be no good. What's the case of saying chalitza is good? The forced, what's the case where he said that me'usa, the forced chalitza is no good, and the forced get is good? What's the case? If he says writes any, they should be good by both. If he didn't say writes any, he should be bad by both. The Gemara says you're right. Hachamar. Chalitza b'tas leilam kasher, v'get b'tas leilam pasul. A chalitza that will, through a trick is going to be kasher, get through a trick is pasul. Fine. Now, chalitza mazas with get musa put together, case of a forced get and forced chalitza, over there we say, zimni kasher, zimni pasul, sometimes kasher, sometimes pasul, hadam reitzani, hadam reitzani. It depends, if he says reitzani, it's kasher, if he doesn't say reitzani, it's going to be pasul, the time limit, the braisa, yakar braisa, the pasul says, he should be a carbon, mamma chakaipan, so we learn from this pasuk that we force him to bring the carbon that he's obligated to bring, yachal ba'karcha, you would think you force him even against his will, tamlam lertzainai, you force him to bring it, but lertzainai. And how does that work? How are you forcing him with his will? Hakeitzad, famous idea. You force him to say, right, Sani. V'chein at the Meisha, Rambam has a famous piece that you force him to say, right, Sani. You're twisting his arm and he says, right, Sani. He's not right, Sani. He wants you to stop twisting his arm. You're forcing him till he says, I want to do it. If someone's forced to say, I want to do it, does that mean he wants to do it? That's why he's being forced. The answer is, Rambam brings the biggest say that most Yidden, or we assume, Chazaka, that any Yid in the recess of his heart wants to do the right thing. He wants to do the right thing, and therefore, if we can combine a deeper verbal declaration of right Sani to do the right thing together with what's in the recess of his heart, we have a, but that's considered a proper Ratzin. Okay, says Gemara, same idea applies by Gittin. We force him until he says Reitzani, and then it's a good get, or slash, who had our for Chalitza. If not, the Chalitza or the get would not be kosher. Amrav, Amrav Schaira, Amrav Huna. Chalitzin, this is a big discussion, by the way, whether or not, how far we take this idea of kaifin a person till he says Reitzani by mitzvah. Is it Dafka Bezdin? Could it even be a private person? Could he force him until Shimon does a mitzvah? Or Dafka in the context of a Bezdin? Discussion in the reversion. Amarava, Amarav Schaira, Amarav Huna. Chalitzin, Afpish Emakirin. Chalitzin could be done, even though the judges don't recognize the Avmi Yavama, they could preside over a chalitza. The manin, Afpish Emakirin. Similarly, they can preside over a mian, even if they don't recognize the wife, the fikach and gaisman chalitza, elam ke makir. But on the flip side, because bezin could do a chalitza or mian without recognizing the parties, so the shtar of proof of this chalitza or mian should not be written unless there's their makir, because otherwise a chalitza, obviously, people playing games. People can make believe this, they're not, and do a chalitza in front of a court, and then grant, get her a shtar, that we can't have that shtar floating around. So you can't write it unless the makir. Then Christ can get me in, I'll get makir, and simply get me in, can't be written unless the makir, the chashin, the bezin, the toyin, because we're scared about a bezin making a mistake. Rabbi Dam, Rabbi says, Echol said, I'm get makir, and Ad Rabbi, chalitza can't be done in court unless the judges are makir, and you can't do mian unless the makir. Therefore, the witnesses that see it can right away testify they can write a shtar of chalitza, even if they don't recognize, because you get me afish makirin, the witnesses could write a get me, even though they don't recognize. Why? Because we're saying on the bezin, v'chashin bezin tayin, and we're not chashin for a bezin that was making a mistake. The bezin himself verified who was involved, who the parties involved in this chalitza or this mian, and therefore the eidim that are there, that present, can write over, can hand over a shtar and sign it, and it's fine. Zak the mishnah on top of base mitzvah chalitza. The mitzvah of chalitza is as follows. Him and the Yivam come to Bezdin, and they offer him an eitzah that's appropriate. Shenem, like it says, v'karle, zikne irei, v'dibru elav. And they speak to him. What do they mean speak to him? They speak to him and say whether or not they give advice if it's not the proper situation for Yivam that he shouldn't eat chalitza. V'yay meres, and she says, once they stop the chalitza process, she says, mein Yivam ilachim lachav shein Yisrael. That's, she's quoting the Pesach, this is the Kriya. My Yivam doesn't want to, he refuses to do, establish name for his brother Yisrael. Le'av Yavmi, he's not willing to take me in Yivam, he's not willing to take me in Yivam. Who amen? He responds, Taka. I don't want to take her. And this was, these psukim were said in Lashkaidish. This, if you remember before, it was yesterday, maybe 2 days ago, but we had the Gemara that said that the difference between Rikika and Kriya is Bein Betchila Bein Masayif, whereas Rikika spinning is at the end. This is the Kriya of the Tchila. This Pesukim may be read at the beginning, then there's the act of the Chisa, this Pesukim may be read later on, as we should see shortly. V'nikshe Yivamta Elav, Lena Zekanim, V'chol Tzanali, Na'al Raglai, V'yark Avvanav. The Pesuk says Yivama should approach him in front of the elders, and she should remove the shoe off his foot and spin in front of him, rake, and nearly the lashon of V'yark Avvanav, the lashon of, it's raking early dayanim. It should be a spit that's noticeable to the dayanim. And then she declares, this is the second psukim that we refer to, this is the psukim at the end. She says, such should be done to the man who doesn't want to build base achiv, at kanei makrin, until they would dictate, they would actually say it out for the yavama and the yavam, in case they know the psukim themselves, they would read it out for them and they would repeat it. But this is the psukim they read to, and they stopped here. When a Hirkanus was dictating the psukim under the tree in Etam, an olah tree in Etam, the gemara is called parsha. He could be the entire parsha, and the end of the parsha was, and the name in Klal Yisrael should be based chutzanal. That's the end of the parsha. We read that as well. Chutzanal is going to be parsha. They started from then to read the entire parsha once Rav Hirkanus established that meaning tachas under the elm, under the olah tree in Kfar Etam. V'nikrishmai, you saw based chutzanal. The Mara now goes back to that end of that the parsha chlitza. This pasuk says his name should be called based chutzanal. Who calls out based chutzanal? Mitzvah dayanim. Tanakam says mitzvah dayanim should be calling it out. V'leim mitzvah tamidim. The mitzvah that dayanim should call out about this fellow is based chutzanal, and that's it. Not the tamidim. Whereas Rav Yudai Merit, no mitzvah al kol ha'imdim sham leimer chutzanal. The mitzvah is everyone standing, everyone present to say chutzanal. They should call him the one whose shoe was removed. Okay, Zayt Gemara. Amar Vida mischlitza kaira v'kaira she reads v'kaira. Kairei, he reads. V'chiletza, she slides off the shoe. V'rekeika, she spits. V'kaira, and she reads again. Psukim. So that's the mischlitza summarized. Kaira, kairei, chiletza, rekeika, and kaira again. Ma'akamash, what's this today? That's really the Mishnah says. This is just a summary. Ha'akamash lo'an mitzvah, if yapich les lamba. The chiddush is that that's the mitzvah. The chiddush of the deek is on the first word. Mitzvah chiletza, mitzvah often means a lashon v'chatchila. That's the preferred way. And that's what he's saying over here too. This is the preferred way. It should be this order. But if you flip the order, we're not makbid like we had in the daf yesterday, that we're not makbid whosever that he's just duchi a matzvah. But lamayas, we learned that we're not makbid the order. That's what we're saying over here in this Gemara, that we're not makbid the order is not makbid. Tanam yachi, bein shikta chiletza rukika, bein shikta rukika chiletza. The exact advice we quoted yesterday, mashas also was done and done. Whether the chiletza came first or rukiki came first, either way, chiletza is good. The order is not makbid. Amar baye, hamad the mikri get chiletza. The judge who is reading from a get chiletza, le likri lididei. He shouldn't say to the avama, le likri lididei, le lichudei, the avayavi lichudei. He shouldn't split the word le and avayavi. Why? To mashma avayavi. If you split the words, le avayavi, the words are le avayavi. I was saying she may not know the words by heart. Le avayavi means he doesn't want to give them to me. And she may not know the words by heart. So the Bezdin has the word, the psuk in front of him, and he says out loud, and she repeats after Bezdin. So the Bezdin shouldn't make a split, a pause between the words loy and avayavi, because it could sound like, no, avayavi wants to give them to me. It has to be together. Le avayavi does not want to give them with me. Make sure the word is together without a comma. Ella le avayavi, fine. For le likri lidei, and similarly, he shouldn't read to the yavam loy lichudei and chafas lichudei loy chafas lekachtov. With again a pause, sounds like no, I want to take her. Rather, I don't want to take her. Put the loy together to chafasi to mash chafas lekachta and le chafas lekachta. Rather, you should read as one quick sentence statement loy chafas lekachta. Rav says, nah, afsuki milsa. It's just an interruption of a sentence, and therefore you're trying to give it a different taich. Afsuki milsa. We're not makbed about the different mashmais of a different taich that comes out from splitting a sentence, which is a Pella, look at Taptasis from Tamar, Dama Rav Perik Lil Gaza, Rav himself in Sukkalam Ches says, Lelim Inch Ba Inish, Bersh shouldn't say Baruch Haba, and then Bahad B'Shem Hashem. Don't make a split between Baruch Haba and then B'Shem Hashem, because it sounds like you're splitting up Baruch Haba and then B'Shem Hashem. You say it together, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. So Rav Safra Amar, Afsuki Milsa, he, bless the man, Rav Safra argues, Rav says, is Afsuki Milsa, we're not worried, it's one pasuk, even make a split. It's even though it sounds like you're splitting in the wrong place, we still read it as one pasuk. So Rav over the end, Sukkah is Makbid. Nobody is not makbid. Says Tzeis Vesvish. Leimar Tekibla Mirav Safra, either Rav was Mekab Mirav Safra, and Nechami, once Rav Safra said, we're not worried about Suke Milsa, so here Rav Tekan, like Rav Safra, even though Suke was Makbid, he changed his mind to what Rav Safra answered. And one answer, number two, this is a very cryptic answer. Perhaps there's a difference between over there, the Psukim and Telem and Davening, where Rav is worried about being with Suke Milsa. Here Rav Chalitza is not worried. What's the Chilik? I don't know. It says, maybe the Zap is a Chilik. Okay, says more further. Amar Ravashi Ashkelon Rav Kana to Kamsar Makrila Le'av Yavmi. Ravashi Fataka found Rav Kana, who's been mitzar to say together the words Le'av Yavmi. He was like taking pains to make sure it was said quickly together. Amarla Le'isav L'mal Hadar. Don't you hold up? Rav says that we're not worried about Afsuki Milsa. Amarle Ma'ida Rav Le'av Yavmi. Even Rav agrees by Le'av Yavmi that you got to say in one breath. Even Rav argued, he was arguing only about the Le'chafas Le'kachta, maybe of the Yavmi, but Le'av Yavmi has to be said in one breath. Amar Bayit. One who writes a get chlitza lichtiv hachi, she read as follows: Akrili dada min man yavmi ad av yavmi. We dictated for her from this lashon of me'ain. Sorry, I should say exact. It's me'ain. Me'ain yavmi doesn't want to yivam until le av yavmi. Those words are said by her. Akrili day, and then we read for him min loy ad lakachta from le chavas. That's three words. Le chavas lakachta. Akrili dada, and back to her min kacha bachlatzanal. So the point of here is that you're not writing full psukim because this wasn't a sirtit. You didn't write it on a parchment with sirtit, with scorched, where you have the lines scraped out. You're not writing in a proper fashion. So you don't write the full psukim. Marzuta, he used to do misartit because like Lu Parsha. He would actually be misartit. He would score the lines on the parchment. And he'd write the whole Parsha of Chlitza onto the parchment. Maskal Marav Idi. Valinitin the Kosev, Ayelachar is not given to be written over itself. You can't just write a Parsha of Torah by itself. You have to write it only as part of a Sefer Torah. How are you writing out just a separate Parsha of Torah? So that's Gemara, Hilchasakavaser Mazutra, Halacha is like Mazutra. What's Taka the Pshat of the Manda? The Manda held that you can't write a Parsha Torah by itself if it's being written for purposes of writing a parchment, Sefer Torah. Here it's being written specifically for Chalitza, and therefore it's not an issue. That would be the idea. Since it's needed for Chalitza, therefore it could be written. Mazutra was the one that wrote it. Marbrav Idi said, Lainit Lichtav, the Mara says, Lichtav was the Mazutra, that indeed it could be written. And the explanation that we give is like we just said, because since it's being written for purpose of Chalitza, it's not being written for purpose of Torah, of writing it as its own Parsha, therefore it's permissible. Amrabai, similar to we find, you use a similar idea by Saita. Amrabai, Raka Vakalta Tatei Ruach. This is the focus of here now on the idea of spitting. If the Yavam is spat, and then the wind carried the spit away, it never got into the proximity of the Yavam. She didn't do anything because the spitting is no shaykhas, because it didn't reach the proximity of the Yavam. It needs to be, the spit happened before him, in his presence, that's come before him. Hilkach, therefore, interesting idea. Who are Vigutsev? He's very tall and she's short. Even if when she spits, the wind carries away, still, the second she spits, it was already before him, because she's shorter than him, so the spit was already in his vicinity, and then the wind blew it away, it's still fine. However, he had ruch of goods. If she's tall and he's short, so when she spits, if the wind blows away before it gets like, you know, in his ear space, then it'll be a problem. It needs to be at least the spit reached the level of his face first. She's taller than him. The spit has to have fallen down. It can be a very windy day. If as she spits, it gets blown away, it won't be good. It has to have reached the level of his face area and then blown away. That would still be fine. I'm Rabba. Achol tumav raksa. If the Yavama ate a garlic and then spat, achol gagishta raksa, she chewed clay and then spat. Less of a klum, she didn't do anything because what she's spitting is coming, the clay or the garlic, it's got to be spit that comes from herself. By time of Yarka, me'atzma binan. We need spit that came on its own. The leka, I'm going to have over here because the spit was being created through other means. Amar Rava, Tzrichi dayan lemechzi reka kinafik from the Yavama. Says Rava, the dayanim have to see the spit as it comes out of the Yavama's mouth. Chsiv le'eni has the kainim earlier in the pasuk, and then it says v'yarka, she spit later in the pasuk. We apply the le'eni as the kainim to the yarka. The zakenim have to see the spit as it comes out of her mouth. V'nikrashmai, we said in the Mishnah, v'nikrashmai b'soa beischos anal mitzvah dayanim le'tamidim. Tanakam said the mitzvah is on the dayanim to make the announcement tamidim, whereas Rav Yehuda said the mitzvah is on all those present to announce beischos anal. Tanya Amar Rav Yehuda b'machas ayinu yeshu fei tarf. Once we're standing in front of tarfin. And Reb Tarfon said, this is like a Yehuda Shita, Anu Kulchem, everyone present should proclaim, Chalotzanal, Chalotzanal, Chalotzanal. Seems like the way to do it is to do it three times, right? The Bryce saying you do it three times. Question if our Mishnah also means three times, just reference based Chalotzanal, but only said it once, but it means three times, or not. There's actually a Girsim that maybe puts three times in the Mishnah. Okay, but either way, that the Psak was like a Yehuda, that we call out, everyone present, not just the Dayanim, call out based Chalotzanal, Hadjan Lach Mitzvah, Lisa Mazda, we finished the 12th paragraph, we start with the 13th paragraph tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.